It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? We're television neighbors, aren't we? Do you see this that I brought today? It's a little crane. Yeah. Move it along like this, and then you lower this part, and then try to pick up something with it. Let me see if I have something here. Yeah, I have a nickel and a dime. See if there's any way that I can pick up one of these. Yeah. You know, as you play with something like this, sometimes it's fun to pretend that it's a real one. Why don't we just do that? Just pretend that this is a real crane with a real person sitting inside working it. One way to think about it, isn't it? Oh, there's the telephone. Let's see who it is. Hello? Hi, Marlon. Oh, yeah. Certainly, I'd like to. Good, you know we're interested in all sorts of things. Right, we'll meet you there. Bye-bye. That's Marlon Barnett. She said that she's taking her nephew to Dr. Kilbury, who is a dentist here in our neighborhood, and she thought we might like to come. This is his first time for going to this particular dentist. So let's go and see what Dr. Kilbury does in his dentist's office. We'll meet them at the dentist. Come along.
We'll see you for your next visit, okay? Okay, okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Hi.
Well, hello, Miss Barnett.
Hello, Mrs. Powell. This is Brian.
Hello, Brian. How are you doing?
And I brought a friend along with us. This is Mr. Rogers.
Hi, Miss Powell.
Good, Mr. Rogers. Dr. Kilbury is expecting you.
Good.
Why don't you all go right on in?
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, Dr. Kilbury.
Hi. Mrs. Barnett, Mr. Rogers.
Hi, Dr.
Kilbury.
Glad
to meet you.
Right, and this is Brian.
Brian, hi. I'd like to treat you with dentistry today, Brian, and to introduce you. Here's my chair and my unit and things that you'll get to learn to know. Usually, Mr. Rogers, we have the child come in by himself, but since this is Brian's first time to the dentist, Brian and I would both like you to stay.
Good.
And learn. Brian, I'm going to be putting a napkin on you. And it'll go around your neck like you have a napkin on any dinner. Mm-hmm. And we won't tuck it inside your shirt, though. We're going to use a chain. We'll clip on and keep it snugly around your neck. Very good, Brian. Okay. Brian, this chair is like your dad's chair at home, an easy chair. It goes up and down, back and forth. And I'm going to be pushing a button here right now. It's going to move back a little bit and up a little bit, and that way I can see your mouth better. And for you to see your mouth and see what I'm doing, here's a face mirror. And that's what I want to look at. And to do that, Brian, in your mouth, I have a mirror called a mouth mirror, like your mirror that you're holding, except it has a longer handle. And we're going to go exploring, you and I, and we're going to go exploring in your mouth. And to help me explore, Brian, I need a toothpick, a dental toothpick. Here at the end is the toothpick and the mirror, and both of them have long handles. And I'd like you to point in your mouth, Brian, your teeth, where we'd like to begin. Point a spot in your mouth where we can begin to explore. All right. And every exploration has a beginning and an end, so let's pick an end. Where would you like to end? All right, we'll do that. Put your head back, Brian, so that I can see. And you look in your mirror, because I want you to see what I'm doing. And you notice at the beginning, your tongue is sticking out over your teeth, behind your teeth or your tongue. And we have white, hard teeth called enamel. Goes way back by your ear. And these are the biting surfaces, and you have no brown spots. And the brown spots we call tooth decay. Very good, Brian. And that's why we need the napkin to wipe off the wetness that comes out of the mouth, called saliva. What else do you think a dentist does besides look and learn about you? Cleans your teeth. And we have some instruments over here we call dental tools. And this is my toothbrush. What do you think cleans the teeth? That's right. It's my electric toothbrush with a rubber cup. And to use that in your mouth, I need something else. What do you think that might be?
Toothpaste.
Toothpaste. Toothpaste. Yes. Smell it. What do you think you smell?
Peppermint.
Peppermint. That's peppermint toothpaste. You like peppermint? I do too.
Good.
Brian, I'm going to be putting the toothpaste on the end of my toothbrush.
Is that toothbrush made of rubber, Dr. Kilbury?
It's made of rubber, and it's soft, and it bends, just like the bristles on the end of the toothbrush at home. Hmm. And this goes around and around in a circle, like your hand goes around and around to clean your teeth. Along the necks of your teeth is where I clean your teeth, and where you should do that at home, along the necks of the teeth. We clean the necks of the teeth, Brian, and what we see is it may brighten your teeth. Does it taste different, Brian? Close your mouth and taste it.
Does that tickle? That does it?
Does it?
I wondered if it did, going around so fast.
It tickles. Open up, Brian, and we're going to clean one more spot because you had said there's a beginning and an end to everything that we're doing, and the end is coming up right here on the back tooth. And we're cleaning off the dirt or a bathtub ring around each tooth and make it clean. Very good, Brian. So I'll put my toothbrush away, and you're still holding the mirror so you can still look at what I've done in your mouth. And I have something else to put on your teeth. Now that we've cleaned the teeth, we have cotton, and we have another cotton tip applicator. And we use these two pieces of cotton to keep your mouth dry with the cotton roll, and the cotton tip to put the fluoride on, pink jelly. Before I put in your mouth, Brian, I'd like you to taste it. Is it like what I told you it'd be? Taste? What do you taste, Brian? Cherry. You like cherry? Peppermint and cherry you like. Very good. Brian, hold it sour, like an orange. You have the fluoride brine, you have the cotton, and now I need one other instrument that I have from my table over here, and that's a syringe with air that comes out. It's like Mr. Wind. Can you hear the wind? And I'll blow this on your front tooth and dry it off. You have upper teeth and lower teeth. Put your head back, Brian. Good. Look in the mirror. And we'll blow it off. Very good. Now, if you'd keep open, Brian, I'll use the fluoride that we talked about. Keep open. Putting the cotton there, like I told you, and painting your teeth with the fluoride.
Is that the same kind of fluoride that's in some toothpastes?
Very good.
Is it?
That's right.
Is it?
Fluoride is the same type you find in toothpaste, except we used it a little bit stronger, and we keep the tooth dry so the fluoride can make the teeth stronger until your next visit. And we leave the fluoride on there. Usually, we leave it on there for about 4 minutes. But today, Brian, we're just showing you what we're doing. Next time, we'll do some more. Very good.
Do you always do this, Dr. Kilbrey, or does Miss Wong sometimes do this work?
Miss Wong is my dental hygienist, and she has been trained to clean teeth, put the fluoride in, and also take x-rays.
I see.
And I'd like Brian to see something else, which we just mentioned, was the x-rays. We have film, and we have a camera, Brian, over here, with a little funny nose in the end. And what we'll be doing next time, Brian, is you'll be holding your head still. Open up, Brian, and bite gently on my finger. We'll be putting a piece of film there next time, just like this. Close your teeth. And we'll be putting the nose of this camera over the nose of your face and take a picture of these front teeth. And we'll be taking other pictures, too.
And it looks like a mighty big machine. It doesn't hurt, though. I've had x-rays taken. All you hear is a little noise that goes bzzz, like that, doesn't it?
That's right. So, Brian, I hope that you liked what I showed you. It was new. It was fun. And I think it was pretty exciting. Very good, Brian.
Okay, so we'll be back in 1 week?
In 1 week, we'll complete the procedures, and I'd like to see Brian 3 times a year and show you more about how to take care of Brian's mouth and have a happy smile.
Okay. Let's go out and make an appointment.
Brian, would you like to come with me?
Thanks for allowing my television friend and me to watch, Dr. Kilbrey.
Very welcome. Come again.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'd like to have an appointment for 1 week for Brian to do prophy, fluoride, and some x-rays. So a lot enough time for it. And after that, we'd like to see Brian 4 to 6 months after that.
Thank you, Miss Wong.
Thank you. Bye.
Are you all going in my direction?
No, we're going to go downtown from here.
Good. Well, I'll see you later then.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Bye, Brian.
Bye.
Proud of you. Good care Dr. Kilbrey gives to his patients. But you know, some of the care of your teeth you learn to do yourself. Do you brush your own teeth now? When you're very young, your parents usually brush your teeth for you. But when you get older, you learn to do it yourself. And have you learned to use floss yet? Dental floss. I usually carry a little box of floss with me. Some of the boxes look like this. See that? You just... And this is the way you do it. You see, that gets the stuff out between your teeth. I remember when these big teeth of mine started to come in my mouth. My baby teeth came out to make room for them, of course. There's some children who like those first teeth that they'd rather they weren't completely lost. Have you ever heard about the tooth fairy? Sometimes children feel better about losing a tooth if they feel that the tooth fairy will come and give them a little gift in place of the tooth that they've lost. Who do you suppose the tooth fairy could be? Well, let's make believe. Let's make believe that somebody in the neighborhood of make believe loves to pretend about the tooth fairy. Okay, Charlie? Neighborhood of make believe.
Oh, Charlie, Charlie, please stop. Charlie?
Oh, just a routine checkup, okay, Charlie? It'll only take a minute. Let's see. Okay. Well, everything looks fine, Charlie. I'll let you go on your way. Thank you.
Hello, handyman Negri.
Oh, hi, Edgar. And how's everything in your department today?
Fine, thank you. And what are you doing?
Well, King Friday asked me to give some of these rocks to the platypus, so I'm bringing them over to the mound there.
Oh, how nice. May I ask of you a favor?
Sure, Edgar. What would you like?
A nickel or a dime, just a nickel or a dime.
Oh, sorry, money. I mean, it's been a long time since payday. Oh, why do you need the money?
For just a little something for fun.
Oh, maybe King Friday could loan you a nickel or a dime.
I hope so. I hope so. Thank you anyway.
I'm sorry I couldn't help you.
Oh, farewell. It's a day for faring well.
He seemed happy enough. Let's see. Maybe I can take a couple of these things. Hi, Daniel.
Hi. Could you come over here, Handy?
Yeah, sure could. Be right there. How you doing?
Hi.
What can I do for you?
Oh, I wanted to show you my baby tooth.
Oh. Did it just come out?
A little earlier today.
Oh, I guess it was very loose before it came out, huh?
Oh, yes, and I wiggled it a lot. So it would come out sooner.
You know why baby teeth come out, don't you?
The bigger teeth push them out so that there's room for the bigger teeth to come in.
That's it.
Handy, do you know about the tooth fairy?
Tooth fairy?
Yes. When a tooth comes out and you put it somewhere, a tooth fairy comes from Toothland and takes your tooth and leaves you a present.
A present, huh? Oh, what kind of a present?
Oh, a book or an apple. Or sometimes even a nickel or a dime.
A nickel or a dime?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're the second neighbor that's mentioned a nickel or a dime to me today.
Hmm. Well, I think I'll leave my tooth right here on the clock.
Does the tooth fairy usually come right away?
Oh, sometimes it comes at night. But that's when you put your tooth under the pillow.
Oh, why don't we just hide over there and wait for it to come?
That would be fun. I've never seen the tooth fairy.
Come on, over here.
Okay. I'll just scrunch down like this.
Okay, good, good.
We might have to wait a long time.
Well, we might.
Hey, what's this tooth doing here? Oh, I bet I know. Somebody probably thinks the tooth fairy will come and take it and leave a present. Oh, well, fun's fun.
Thanks.
Yeah, I know.
I sure hope the tooth fairy comes soon.
Yeah.
Well, look here. Some poor soul has left a tooth. Probably for the tooth fairy. Never did believe in any of that stuff. I never got a thing for any of my teeth. I wonder if it's Daniel's. Sure hope he doesn't get disappointed. Oh, well, that's the knocks of life.
Well, Lady Elaine, yeah, right.
Andy?
Yes, Daniel?
I don't think the Tooth Fairy's coming.
Well, maybe it doesn't like to be seen.
Maybe not. I think I'm just gonna go back into my clock and do some of my work.
Okay, I guess I better go back to the castle. I've been moving stones today.
Yeah, thanks for waiting with me.
I wish you luck.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes?
Handy, come here quickly.
Okay.
Boy, look here.
What is it?
A nickel and a dime.
A nickel and a dime?
Yeah.
And a note for Daniel Striped Tiger.
A note from the Tooth Fairy?
I guess so.
Oh, would you read it
sure,
to me,
sure, I sure will.
Oh, boy.
Isn't this something? Wait.
What's it say?
It says, Dear Daniel.
Oh, the Tooth Fairy knows my name.
Yes, it does. Congratulations on such a fine tooth. We in Toothland are very glad to have it.
Oh.
You see, we're building a new community center, and we think we'll use your tooth for the front doorknob.
Doorknob, wow.
Yeah. We hope you'll like this nickel and a dime. Mm. Toothfully yours, the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, boy.
Imagine.
Yeah, a nickel and a dime and a note. Wait till I tell X and Lady Elaine.
I guess you didn't see it when it came, did you?
No, I was inside working.
The Tooth Fairy moves in mysterious ways its wonders to present.
I'll say. Thanks, Andy.
Here.
Boy, I'll take it all in and remember this time.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you later. Nickel and a dime. And a note from the Tooth Fairy.
Everything's fine, Trolley, just fine.
Daniel really was pleased about the tooth fairy. A nickel and a dime and a note. But maybe Edgar Cook had the most fun. Some people just love to pretend to be the tooth fairy. You know, when your baby teeth come out, and the bigger teeth come in their places. Those bigger teeth have scallops on the edge. Now, you know the tooth fairy doesn't bring them. No. They just grow in your mouth and take the places of the little ones that come out. That's all part of your growing. Yeah. It's really important to take care of your teeth. The baby teeth and the ones that come after. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. When you go to your dentist, maybe you could remember some of the things that we did together today. See what things are the same and what things are different at your dentist's. Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow. I like being with you. Bye-bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.